Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was hell.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right.
I think you're just talking now just to not stop talking. Like, you don't know what you're saying.
Pretty much. Yeah.
He's like a wind-up toy.
Well, no, because when Karate Kid came out, everyone was like, oh, Jaden Smith, blah, 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 and then it was came out.
Well, because that's before that fool went, like,
right. Full it was before crazy. He was that old.
Full Riri.
Yeah. That's and then he's like, how can we see if we don't really have eyes? And it's like, we all have
no,
eyes.
No, it's dog. I think it's how can mirrors be real if our eyes aren't real?
Yeah. That's the thing like that. Yeah. It's like, what do you
love that kid?
What are you even talking about?
He's saying we're in the fucking Matrix, fool. That's what he's
got
saying.
Him.
That fool's in the Matrix.
That's it. It's so simple.
He's in some weird drug Matrix. He's
like, hello, everybody. It's the Who Goes There podcast, episode 221. This is Jorge.
This is the star champion, Matt Smith.
What does that mean?
Quinn bequeathed him.
Yeah, star champion. That means I get to tell George where to go.
That's right.
Yeah. To hell. You go to hell.
You go to hell.
You go to hell and you die.
Nice.
Yeah.
All you hear.
SoCal is where my mind stays. Okay, this is
right. He's just going to introduce himself with a shitty 90s song we were singing the week before.
I think that's a good idea. I think I like that.
It's like in a champagne supernova.
That E6 song actually came on like my 90s mix the other day, and I was like, damn, this is a fucking banger.
It is, though.
It's a good song.
That's E6, right?
Yeah.
I saw them at Best Buy like fucking ages ago.
Buying their own CD?
No. They played like a show out in like the parking lot.
That's weird.
Best Buy. It was awesome. That's when I worked
That's
there.
When, yeah. Gabe was working there at mm-hmm. that time.
Yeah, they were like dudes that were supposed to be punk rock, and then they signed to a major, and they softened way up.
I would do it.
Fuck yeah.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah, you know, when you're young and you feel like you have integrity and then you realize that you have bills and responsibility, it's
and
like
things.
It's like, yo, what do you want me to sing about? You want me to do a fucking jingle?
You want to do a Coke commercial? Shit. You got it, fuck.
Bouncing Souls were in a Pepsi commercial.
Mm.
I Like Your Mom. It's good stuff.
Well, that's cool. How you guys been?
Chilling.
Well.
Bad. Why are you bad?
Constantly hurting ourselves.
Oh, like, yeah.
Just clumsy. Bad luck, man. Little black cloud right on my...
Wait,
right
did you hurt yourself?
Just a couple days ago, I dropped a planter on my fucking pinky toe. I seriously thought for a second that I broke my other pinky toe again. Oh, no. Like, it was so bad. It's still bad.
Yep, my injury is healing, so she had to go and hurt herself now.
Ronnie actually jammed her toe like a month ago or something like that. She like rammed it into the foot of one of our bedposts.
That's how I broke.
And I think it was like 3 weeks where she was like, I think my toe's broken. And I go,
oh yeah,
go check that, get that shit.
Yeah, it was like over a month before the swelling
that
went
shit
down.
Hurt.
It was wild.
What about you, dude? Injury free?
No physical injuries.
Just your
this
heart.
Week. Just my everything, not everything else.
Just my everything else.
Yeah. It's pretty true though.
You better go home and subscribe to our eye bleach.
What's our eye bleach?
Well, dude, you haven't dipped a toe into Reddit, have you?
No, not really. No, only for like movie spoilers for shit that isn't out
yet.
What
about TV Tropes? Do you love that fucking website?
I look at TV Tropes sometimes. It's been a while.
Nice.
It's been a while.
Oh my god. Matthew.
Yeah, whatever.
Watch anything?
The only thing that I watched really of note was a movie called Parents from 1989.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the moral of the movie is that they just don't understand. No, that's actually not it. It's just, you know, like a perfect family in like suburbia, but the parents are cannibals and it's bloody and it's fun. It's a step above a trauma movie.
Okay.
I mean, fuck, maybe it is a trauma movie. I didn't actually look, but I watched it. I watched it on Amazon Prime because
I don't know, maybe Spielberg.
Dude, there's like nothing I want to watch now. Like, I have access to Amazon Prime, Shudder, Midnight Pulp, Hulu, Netflix, and then like HBO and Stars. And
we
I'm
don't
going
have
through
HBO anymore.
My mom does.
Does she?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. And I wanted that shit the other day.
I'm going through all of these and I'm like, I don't want to watch any of this shit. Like, none of this shit just pops out to me. And all the stuff I do want to watch has subtitles and I can't watch that shit at work because.
You need to somewhat concentrate.
Yeah, I got to make sure people don't.
Yeah, and every time we're at home, he's like, I don't really want to read subtitles.
That's because it's like 10 at night. And I'm like, I've been drinking. It's hard to read.
Well, you're not drinking right now, so now's the time.
12 days.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to work on that list of all the movies that you haven't seen.
All the subtitles.
I want to watch Lose. I want to watch Dogtooth. I want to watch The Butcher.
Dogtooth?
Yeah. I haven't watched Dogtooth yet because every time I try to watch it, I'm like, oh, right, it's in German.
Yeah, that's a daytime movie, in my opinion.
Why is it a daytime movie?
Because it's in German and you'd want to be very lucid and awake for it. Okay. Well, I would.
Yeah, it's hard to read when I'm tired.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm comfortable. It's...
No, I mean, yeah. Most foreign films I wouldn't attempt the first time at night just out of personal preference. Yeah, for me.
Yeah, but that's all I really watch. We haven't watched any more Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
Yeah. I don't think I've done a whole lot of anything. I played a little bit of Days Gone.
How was that?
It's fun. It's Red Dead with motorcycles and zombies.
It's not zombies, though, right? It's infected.
But it might, I don't know. Or I haven't got that crazies. Far into the story. But it's got that whole Grand Theft Auto thing where it's like, hey, you're going to do a whole bunch of tiny missions and not know where the actual main mission is. And it's like, oh, okay, pick this thing up here, drop it off here. Hey, now that you're here, will you take this back over there? And it's whatever.
But all right.
Still playing. Still kicking.
Oh, well, you're binking people.
Oh, I am binking people. I love binking people, dude. It's like you got to be stealth. It's like, fuck stealth. I'm going to run up and smash you in the face with a bat. You don't know me, dog.
You don't know me, homie.
I'm from Chula Vista, dog.
Get binked.
Oh, I'll throw a brick at your face.
Oh, yeah. Anything new from you?
What? We watched The Bodyguard. I watched a bunch of random shit with my mom the other day. Every time I'm on Netflix with her, it's like, oh, yeah, I watched that. Oh, yeah, I watched that. I'm like, well, I guess we can't watch anything because you already saw everything. Yeah.
You just watched Revenge again.
Oh, yeah. At Girls' Night. I fell asleep. I was drunk.
Love that movie.
Brett, what about you, man?
I went and saw Spidey again. So that was nice. But yesterday evening, I saw The Room. Tommy was so in person. Mm-hmm. He looks like fucking a vampire.
Dude, that picture of you guys, it looked like you were making his skin crawl.
I think I was. Because I'm much more awkward than Tommy was.
He could smell the autism just wafting off of you.
He was very, very nice, dude.
Well, of course he is, dude.
Yeah, he made a shitty movie.
He's built his career off of this horrible movie that somehow gained this cult status.
Well, nonetheless, I mean, it could get old doing this night after night after night all the time, you know? But, yeah, he was very, like, because I had to tell him the spelling of my name to get him to sign a picture. I'm like, okay, this is where shit's going to go south. But... I'm like, R-H, he's all R-A, and I'm like, H-H, he's all H-H, and then he's all R-H.
As in, how the hell did you make this fucking movie?
And then he's like, and I'm like, Gone with the Wind, if you're familiar. He's all, oh, it's a great movie, you know, so that was nice.
I don't watch movies, but that's a good one.
He does fucking watch. Did you see The Disaster Artist?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, he's definitely seen Gone with the Wind, but it was fun. It was fun, and beyond that, I didn't see anything else this week. I rewatched Prince of Darkness.
It's gonna be a quick episode rather
for that kind of stuff. Yeah, I did rewatch Prince of Darkness.
I haven't.
Did that just come back on Shudder because I put it. Yeah. I added it to the list recently.
Which I haven't seen shit this week, other than the movie we watched.
Yeah, so we'll get to it. It's been a busy week.
Yeah, this week went by pretty fast.
Yeah,
for me.
Snuck up.
Fuck.
What?
Oh God. Go on.
She's gonna throw out a fuck.
She goes, oh, fuck, dude.
I forgot to do fill out my paperwork.
Wow. That is horrible. Ooh.
Yeah, dude, if my license expires, I cannot work. Like, the day that it expires, if I don't have it back, like, I can't work. And if it expires, I have to go back and retest instead of just
when's the deadline?
Turning in your credits.
Yeah, exactly. Ugh.
When's the deadline?
My birthday.
Oh.
Soon.
Any news, dude?
Well, in this should make George happy news, the Saskas got banned from Twitter.
Thank God.
They posted imagery from the new Rabid remake. And
Twitter, I saw that.
Twitter was like, oh, hashtag horror? No. chicks can show their buttholes.
Yeah.
But you can't show.
This is a remake
show.
Of the Cronenberg fucking rabbit?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Did they, I don't know.
Remember?
I don't know.
And then they were talking about doing Dead Ringers. But from a female perspective?
The idea that they got banned made me happy. But the reason they got banned really bummed me out. Because that shouldn't be why they get banned. They should get banned because they're morons.
That would be great if you could just ban people that you don't like.
Well, that's kind of what they're doing. That's what Trump wants to do,
well,
too.
Well, sure. But George wants to do that, too.
I would like to. Especially these.
You know, we should just take a stance and just block the Saskas on all of our platforms.
These assholes only follow 666 people on Twitter. Fuck out of here with that.
What was it?
Dude, they have to line up the numbers.
Three edgy five me?
It's four edgy five me, man. Yeah. I can't stand that shit. I really cannot, man. Fuck.
So there's that. I don't know if you've seen the deep fake of Jim Carrey in The Shining.
Not so good.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. They deep faked and put Jim Carrey in The Shining.
I would argue that it looks better. Like, I think
it looks so much like him.
Would be better in the role.
It's like every shot that got released, it looks perfect. And it's pretty fucking flawless.
I'll show it to you.
So you should definitely check that out. Mindhunter comes back August 16th.
Yup.
Which sounds cool as fuck. John Carpenter is co-writing a one-shot Joker comic book.
Nice.
So that could be kind of cool.
Joker's so hot.
Let's see. What else? Oh, there is an extended cut for Midsommar on the way.
Yeah.
It's going to add about 30 minutes. It originally had an NC-17 rating, so I mean, I'm guessing there's probably going to be a lot of sex or violence in the stuff that's
a lot more dongs, hopefully.
Yeah, I would guess more sex because there's not much more violence you could wring out of that. You see everybody die, right?
Well, no, you don't really see.
You don't
see anybody die.
You don't.
Yeah, because like Simon just disappears, and then Homegirl just disappears. Mark, you don't see him get skinned.
See the guy with his lungs out of his back.
That's after the fact.
After the fact.
It'd be cool to see him get flayed.
The black guy gets clubbed, but you don't see him actually die.
Right.
Oh, and then I read that the person who was wearing Mark's skin, because I know we were discussing this last week.
You were texting me that, yeah.
Was the dude who was all mad that he pissed on the tree. So it wasn't the Oracle who was wearing the skin. It was the other dude.
And then like someone else hit him with the club, though.
I'm guessing that was the Oracle.
Yeah, because then he's like, ooh, someone was grunting like that.
Someone was, that's my well, I feel like an Oracle for that one.
There's gonna be a Child's Play serial coming out.
Wait. Rewind on Midsommar just a bit.
Midsommar.
So now that we're a week later, where does the movie sit with you? Like in your head,
I haven't thought of it like at all.
Yeah.
What
about you? You didn't really talk about. We didn't get to talk to you about it. Yeah, you weren't here. So what did you think about it?
I liked it. You know, I still the way people cry in his movies, I don't find it like unsettling or anything. I just find it kind of grating. but there was less of it in this one. What? Like, cool. I really liked it. I'm blanking. Like,
are we good?
That's cool. Yeah. I mean, I'm not asking for an in-depth thing. Yeah. I'm just wondering.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked all
how's it sitting with you?
Like, I liked everything about it.
That's why I was asking. Because to be honest, Hereditary stuck with me a lot longer.
Huh.
I felt like I was dealing with more of like the mulling through the film than Midsommar. I haven't really given it a second thought since we talked about
it. Midsommar had kind of a happy ending, you know? I feel like.
In a sense, you could definitely read it like that. Like,
that's what I felt.
Yeah, she's like healing and she found a new family and she's like, yeah.
I mean, until like shit got crazy with like, you know, the weird sacrifices, I didn't like. Even afterwards, I didn't hate the cult. Like, I didn't really.
Yeah, they weren't doing anything too wacky.
You know? They were.
I'd highly suggest. Well, it's if you have that fucking A-list thing, to give it a second watch, man.
I probably will.
I mean, it's I've seen it twice. I'll go see it a third time for sure.
All right.
Personally. But.
Oh, yeah. I thought the main girl was so fucking cute, too. Like, I'm into it, you know?
Yeah, I have a celebrity crush on her immediately, too. She was.
Just immediately.
Especially by the end of it, too. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, so she started looking prettier and prettier. Yeah, for sure.
I'm sure that's by design,
too.
Nice
legs.
Nice skin tone. Nice
wanna,
big eyes.
I kind of want to eat it.
It's very expressive. Has a certain kind of grace and regality.
I want to take her face
off. Yeah.
Let's see. Oh yeah, so there's a Child's Play Good Guys cereal coming out.
Okay.
So if you want to eat the cereal that they had in the original Child's Play, you can.
Don't care. Okay.
I guess where would that be sold? Like Hot Topic or something?
They usually sell shit like that at FYE.
Okay.
Is there any FYEs close to us?
I think there's one in Mission Valley.
Remember Suncoast? That was a good store.
Yeah, it was. Easy to steal from. It was. I stole so much shit from Suncoast. It's so easy.
All right.
I mean, like, I'm only saying that for entertainment value.
Hypothetically, you know?
I could steal all that stuff.
Used to imagine stealing there easily.
Yeah. Let's see. What else? Yeah. There's a new poster for Hell House LLC Part 3.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's all animated.
I saw that online, yeah.
Yeah. Comes out on Shudder later this year. But
are they going to continue the same story? Like about the cult and stuff?
Yeah, I think this is supposed to be like the really crazy episode.
That's why they went animated?
Yeah. Well, no. The poster is just animated.
Oh, okay.
Like it just moves. Okay. It's like fire that's burning. So it's basically like a YouTube video rather than a poster.
It's
but,
a hologram?
Being that most, a lot of promotions online now, they just have moving posters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, see, that's it.
Aren't movies just moving posters? Was I reading it's supposed to be the conclusion of that series?
It's supposed to be. It says, guests both past and present are forced to battle for their souls as all is revealed about the Abaddon Hotel and the evil that dwells there. Set 1 year after the events of Part 2, hotel is on the verge of being torn down and is purchased by a billionaire.
George made a very good point here.
No, I didn't. It's a stupid point.
For the autistic types.
No.
Come on, Ollie. Gosh, let it happen.
Like, he's like, let me be autistic.
Yeah. So he's like, I'm like, you know, it's a moving poster. And he's like, isn't the film just a moving poster? But the thing is, the film is a poster for the moving poster to get likes on Instagram. Right? So it completes the circle. Like, the film itself is an advertisement to get fucking likes.
The whole point of making the movie on social media so you can push it. On social media.
There right. you go.
And then that completes the circle, and then people might buy or rent it online, thus giving money to make more Instagram posts.
It's Instagram posts all the way down.
Right.
I see it.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks. I like the point you're making there. We've come this far with filmmaking.
Nice point you made there, George.
Yeah.
Good point. Shit.
Put that in your fucking pipe and smoke
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sam Raimi says the Evil Dead franchise might come back and they're working on ideas.
Did you see that, what's his name? What's the actor who plays Ash?
Bruce Campbell.
Bruce Campbell, that's it. He basically said that there was a video game based on...
Yeah, I saw something about that.
Evil Dead that was confirmed in the works.
Yeah, in the works.
I'm excited.
I've played the original too. It's like a fistful of boomstick and something else. They were not very good, like at all. But it'd be nice to play a fun one. You know, there was only ever one King of the Hill game ever made, and it was a piece of shit for PC. It's like a block party where you had to like
grill.
No, I mean, I think there was a grilling mini game, but you had to like interact with like everybody and like. You had to try and get Peggy's Brown Betty recipe, like steal it for men, and like, yeah, you get her Brown Betty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Betray Peggy for men?
No, that's one of the challenges, but Peggy catches you and she fucking kicks you out of the house.
Shut up. Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. That didn't happen.
I swear to God, dude. I had that game. Like, I found it at Target in like the $5 bin years ago.
I'm going to hunt it down and see if it's playable.
It's awful. But if you get it, we should stream it. That would be God. Great.
Does anybody know when the new season of what's it called will come out?
What? There's a lot
of
shows.
What are we doing in the shadows?
Oh no! I think it just ended, so probably not till like next year. Mm. We still have like two episodes to watch, or at least one.
We sure?
Yeah, we saved at least one. A couple more things.
Blah.
A24 is going to screen The Witch on a billboard in New Hampshire, like out in the middle of nowhere.
The entire film?
Yeah. They have this thing that
they
call
A24
Public Access. So they're like screening the films in the neighborhoods that they were filmed in.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, so I like that.
They're showing Lady Bird in downtown Sacramento, the Bling Ring in LA, the Witch on the billboard in New Hampshire, Good Times under the subway tracks in Queens, and the Spectacular Now in Athens, Georgia, and Moonlight in Miami.
That's a great idea.
That would be sick to watch a movie in a subway.
Yeah, right? Like, dude, what if they screened, what was it, The Endless out here in the middle of the desert?
Out there in Potrero?
That would be fucking tight.
We could do that.
I mean, we could do that. I mean, like, we could do that.
Since you mentioned it, I remember asking you last year, did you ever get to see Good Time, George or Matt?
No.
It's fucking really weird. You mean
like
watching
the show from the 70s?
Nah.
Oh, because I seen that.
Nah. Sanford and Son.
D's knocked up and Raj on crack again.
Mm-mm. Good Time is very good.
Okay.
It's a good time.
It's
not just a clever name, but
it's not just a clever name.
Also, if you are on Shitty the fence Beatles with Robert Pattinson still, like, that's one of the movies that'll help change your mind.
Because he's a good actor.
Get ready, because he's about to be Batman.
Mm-hmm. And he's in the follow-up to the guy who did the Witches movie. Did you hear about that? The Lighthouse?
Yes, that's a black and white joint, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
supposed to be really good.
That looks good.
The homie Scarecrow Evans Mondoids are finally out.
Finally, dude.
They look badass.
It's been 2 years in the making, for Christ's sake.
I remember when he teased them, and like now these posts are coming around. I'm like, wait, these are just now coming out? I thought these came out like 2 years ago. Because I saw them at Comic-Con like 2 years ago.
Yep, it was
that might have just been the prototypes or something.
It was the prototypes. He gave me a little sneak preview before they were being shown at Comic-Con, and so I was super stoked, and then it was 2 years later that they're finally released.
Yeah, that's big, man. He's got that Jason Mraz money now.
Yeah,
I find it funny that homeboy's done art for Bullet Belt and Jason Mraz.
It's like, wild.
It's two completely.
Well, he actually moved out to New York to work directly with Atlantic Records.
Oh, did he?
To be like an art director. So
you know what, he was at wrestling the other night in Jersey, and I was thinking, that's so weird that he's in Jersey, because, you know, he's normally in Maine.
Hey, they moved out there.
Oh well, shit. Yeah, he's big baller now.
He's big balling.
Yeah, we knew you when, dog. We knew you when.
Well, we that happens to us a lot, and we're still here.
Yeah, just, and
thumbs up our asses.
I saved the coolest news for last. It's in regards to Saw 9. Chris Rock and Samuel L. Jackson have been confirmed for Saw 9.
Chris Rock's a producer on this too, right?
Is he? Oh, that I don't know.
That's what I had read a couple months. It was weird that he was one of the producers. He was one of the guys.
He's like, I want to get project on that black comedian.
I want to play a game.
Horror shit.
Yeah. Partnered with Academy Award winning director, actor, and stand-up comedian Chris Rock.
Fucking weird.
That is fucking weird.
I mean, but I'm down. You put Samuel Jackson in a Saw movie? Like, fuck yeah, dude. I'm down.
I don't know, dude.
We'll see.
You know, we should watch Snakes on a Plane for our next Patreon movie night.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
It's been a minute since I've seen Snakes on a Plane.
Or Winter Skin. Oh, Winter Skin is so tight.
Winter Skin sounds fun. You guys had mentioned the idea of watching that one live.
Yeah.
Dude, that would be so much fun, because Winter Skin is fucking a cinematic masterpiece.
We can do that. I'm into that. All right, cool. Any other shit that we need to get to before the break?
That's it.
All right, we'll be right back to talk about Crawl.
Snakes on a Plane.
Snakes in a house with legs.
These lizard shits.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Rhett.
Yeah.
Guess what, dude?
We're back?
We're back.
We're back.
We're back.
Matthew.
Yeah, buddy.
What's up with the Patreon, my dude?
Patreon.com/WhoGoesTherePodcast is full of Ivy League scholars who have incredibly attractive pieces.
Yes. Good.
They got those pieces by subscribing to Who Goes Their Podcast on Patreon and helping us do this show. That's right. Turns your ugly wiener into a beautiful one.
Oh my God.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Pieces.
Yeah. They're all beautiful in their own way.
Even the ones that aren't.
But yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't say pee pee.
You're wee wee. You're ding ding, man. But in return for helping us keep this show running, you get exclusive content, you get bonus episodes, you get to watch movies like Snakes on a Plane with us. How fucking fun does that sound? So go to patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast and help us do this stuff.
I'd like to welcome Josh Butler and Alan Gee.
Gay?
How's it spelled?
G-E.
Can we make it gay?
Ooh, let's go gay.
Gay? Alan, gay.
Like gay?
Gay? I'd like to welcome them both to the family. So thank you for coming along.
That's how you pronounce your name now, dude.
Alan Gay?
No. I wanted to eat these grapes before we came back from break, so I was holding on to them.
I have these.
Dude, I'm going quick nibs, tonight because I am tired.
Yeah.
So the Who Goes There podcast watched 2019's Crawl. If you give me 1 second here. Directed by
I feel like that's Alexandre Aja.
Written by Michael and Sean Rasmussen.
Sean.
Starring Kaya Skullfuck. Skull Delario. Brian fucking Barry Pepper.
Oh,
which is fucking cool as shit to see him in a movie. Morfydd Clark, Ross Anderson, Jose Palma, George Sumner, and a bunch of other fucking goofballs. It's a movie about alligators in fucking Florida.
Pretty much.
That's all you need to know. Matt Smith, what'd you think, Crawl?
A very positive opinion about this movie. It wasn't perfect, but it was sure as fuck fun. It's the concise version.
Alia. What'd you
Don't
think, Carl?
Don't say my name like that, please.
Sorry. Holly. Oh.
Nature's scary.
Nature, you scary.
Nice.
It is. Nature's fucking lit.
Nature's scary. Right. What'd you think of the movie, though?
Definitely fun to be had in this film.
Mm-hmm.
Some stuff's pretty contrived. What happens, but how it happens, I don't have many fucking complaints.
There's a lot of shit that's contrived.
Yeah, I'm being kind saying
from
some.
From the jump.
But it's sure, it's fun, and it's well executed. Like, and the actors are all in. I mean, it's kind of a minimal cast, and they both do good job carrying the material.
Uh-huh. Y'all are too fucking kind. This movie's a piece of shit, y'all.
It's pissed off about what is not
this
a piece
fucking,
of,
wow. This movie is a piece of shit.
Dude.
I fucking... Cannot stand.
You were...
Oh, man, I can hear it already, dude. I can hear you in the theater. I just time traveled a little bit.
I cannot stand this movie.
I knew it, dude.
I'm so...
You were just mad when you went into it. That's
I'm
why.
So... So
you're so wrong is
by this
are.
Fucking movie.
Dude, so many people got eight in this movie for no reason, and it was so tight.
It was, yeah. Okay, come on.
What?
You're talking about the contrived bullshit.
Everything,
okay, my
dude.
Least favorite contrived bullshit was when they forced her to crawl when she absolutely didn't need to crawl, yep. And then later she didn't crawl through that same space.
They were standing in that same space.
I know
space.
That actress did not want to like get on her hands and knees and crawl that whole space. There was like a little spot where it looked like she might have needed to crawl towards the end.
But they're like, if you don't crawl, we're going to have to call it something else.
Yeah, exactly.
I felt that was one of the first things I said leaving the movie, that the title was a very poor title.
It didn't
title.
Make sense to me that's from the beginning.
Guys, did you notice, though, that she had a fucking hurricane tattoo, dudes? Did you fucking notice it, though, dudes?
That could just be a Miami State thing.
She's in fucking Florida, dude.
Did you notice it, though?
Should have been called Later Gator.
Okay. The thing that really got me was they build up all this suspense for her to go get her cell phone. And she goes over there, and then she decides to make the 911 call next to the fucking alligator.
I said the same thing. The dad's like,
that's rough.
He's like, go this way. It's safer. So she goes the safe route, and then she gets to the destination.
And stays there.
And she's like, let me just call here. She's like, the alligator's over there. It's cool.
Y'all have jumped so many hurdles to get to this point.
What are you talking about?
From the opening scene when she's swimming, I turn to Ollie and I'm like, bet she's going to have to outswim a gator.
Yeah, I like from basically the moment that she starts driving back to her hometown, I go, what the what the fuck? I go, what the fuck is this?
People do that shit, man.
Who drives?
People
do that shit.
Have you been in Florida?
Dude,
I don't understand.
Hold on,
she's driving back to her house, and there is a literal...
Fuck you. She had to get the dog.
People
drive
in that shit all the time.
There is a literal tidal wave of water floating alongside of her.
Not a tidal wave.
No.
Turn the fuck around.
Not a literal tidal wave. At that point, it was like a creek.
Like, it wasn't a creek, dude.
It was a creek.
There was houses underwater that she was driving next to.
I get what you're saying, okay? That it's a dumb idea. But lots of people... Have you been to Florida?
There were people there.
Have you been to Florida?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. Because I've been to Florida with my extended family there. And they drive in that fucking weather. They will drive on the freeway in that fucking weather.
They will shoot their guns into that weather. They made a comment about that, too. They're like, don't shoot your guns into the
hurricane.
Yeah, and there was people that stayed, you know? Like, there was the looters. There was the fucking... The cops doing rescuing for, like... Not just her. They were he didn't just like manage to get everybody.
I understand that from like a person being an idiot. But this is
this is a person who is concerned about the well-being of their loved ones.
This is a college-educated young lady.
Hey, but she's there on a scholarship, so you don't know how smart she is.
College
kids are smart.
I mean, it takes an amount of intelligence to get into college. Yes, it does.
Not necessarily.
No. It doesn't take any intelligence.
I had a coworker who was in law school. She's stubborn.
But I don't. But okay. Hurricane. Then why do all this bullshit with her fucking swimmy dad? And
how else were they gonna have her race a fucking alligator?
You're being extra nitpicky, though.
I'm not even kidding.
Here's
this
the problem,
movie, this movie's fucking hot.
If
trash.
She got there and her dad was okay, they would have left, and whatever you're making an issue with, she would have evaded
get
the hurricane
her there,
just fine.
Get her
okay,
there
so
somehow
that,
else.
That tree that crashed that scared the shit out of
it. Was
that
just,
shit
oh, been just early fine on? If he hadn't been attacked by alligators. It wasn't even the issue that she drove down there. She drove down there and picked him up, everything would be fine, but there was an alligator.
Yeah, you
multiple
know why?
Because
he got fucking et, dog.
Well, yeah,
he got
so an alligator farm driving. Right by there.
Yeah, that's why you don't live in Florida. I do want to say that, like, the timing of the release of this movie is incredibly unfortunate because
there's currently hurricanes.
It's
in
a
Florida.
Movie about a town underwater and Louisiana is underwater again. I mean, not like underwater, but it's getting
they're
dumped on.
Is there gators in fucking Louisiana?
Probably.
There has to be, right?
Yeah, in the bayou.
Yeah, that's bayou. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably
you know,
good that this
one
wasn't
detail
Louisiana.
That I really am not happy that they wait. Is there fire ants in Florida or is that just Texas and everywhere else? There's got to be ants.
Aquatic
fire
ants
in Florida. You well, know, ants like band together, float. They make a giant floating pool, mm-hmm. and then they just float on the water, and then the thing they land on, they crawl it all over it.
Would you have liked to seen red ants?
Yeah, dude. I love you. Oh, they always neglect the ants. The ants are like the scariest things about flood.
That's
a really good point.
They can band together.
And that's really
I was
cinematic.
For it.
You know, the funny thing about hurricanes in Florida is today, before I saw the movie, my brother said something stupid as fuck. He said, global warming is one of the biggest scams ever. And he's like, why do you think if global warming is a real thing, that banks are giving out loans to buy property in Florida if that shit is just going to get washed away in hurricanes?
Because the people got to pay. That's why it's stupid.
People got to live there, dummy.
Yeah. I just told him, like.
If their house explodes.
Is your brother a flat earther? I bet he is.
You know, I wanted to bring it up, but I was really afraid of what the answer might be.
I'm being extra nitpicky because I honestly was trying to find something good.
Well, no,
and I couldn't.
Everything like, except for the gators.
None of the gator wounds meant anything.
I almost
she got
cried
bit on
when
her
he put
arm.
His arm when he put his leg back.
Yeah,
oh,
that
dude.
Was pretty gnarly.
I thought quite a bit of it. You know, the impact of a lot of these attacks I thought was pretty good.
Only on the dad. The dad is the only one. Homegirl is still swimming fucking.
Dog, that's because she's like a collegiate swimmer.
Yeah, dude. God,
I'm not talking about like.
But
the
like,
I'm saying like the
those
the,
fucking tweakers. They got eight super good.
Yep.
That had fucking weight to it.
I love how she keeps trying to call people there to get killed too.
it's like the cops come over here.
They get fucking dead.
Yeah, I mentioned it to Matt.
She sees a walkie-talkie floating in the water, which is totally retarded. But It was just there. Well, but dude, then she's like, oh, I'm going to call more people.
The fact that the battery powered radio was halfway submerged in water and it still worked perfectly.
Yeah.
I was expecting to hear glug glugs as the speaker got covered.
Hurricane. Get out of the house. Here's another thing. You know how they had the, because they're underneath the house and they have the holes in the walls. For the light.
Yeah, that seems kind of weird.
Well, it's like, it is. I think it was a good way, a practical way to get natural light in there, like for filming purposes.
Right.
But I kept thinking, kick those fucking bricks out.
Or you've got a shovel, go up through the goddamn fucking attic space.
Kick the bricks.
It really looked like you could just, because there was not very many.
They looked loose, too.
It looked fucking loose. It looked like you could do it with your hand.
She fucking got through the floor. With a fucking shitty
crowbar. Yeah.
Hit it with the goddamn shovel from the bottom. That's the way the nails will go out, you dumb fuck.
See, what happens is the space was so small they had to crawl through there so they couldn't get an adequate strike up to the ceiling.
Motherfucker, he killed a fucking alligator with a shovel.
With a shovel. Yeah, that was she nice. Killed one with a flare that was burning underwater.
I don't.
How do you not love this movie?
flares do. They will burn underwater. Yeah, because
they clearly did their research then.
It's a magnesium. How do you not love this movie? Or something like that, but
I'm like, oh, why come the alligator's biting people and he's not doing an alligator roll? That's unrealistic. Then he does a fucking alligator roll.
Alligators killing things not for food. Oh, cool.
Wait, they totally ate all those fools.
No, they would kill them, and then 10 minutes later, here comes the floaty body.
No, because they have a
nest right there, though. That was one thing that was also that whole sequence I thought was friggin'
that
awesome.
That nest was also something that went nowhere.
Yeah, I when she was in there, that was fucking tense.
Dude, if she would have gotten ed up by the baby alligator coming out of there, that would have been tight.
It was like aliens.
She just gets one like snapped on her ear. And
yeah, just get crawled on by baby out by baby gators.
Hardcore like Tremor vibes when the looters were in the store and they were like the kid. They were like, get up, like get off the floor. Basically, I'm like, get out of the water.
Oh, dude, she kept calling back. To Tremor, she's like, oh yeah, they can hear you when you're in the water. It's like,
so as soon as they go in the water, they're like, oh, I can hear you. All the vibrations, like, right? The fucking
it's like a home boys, invasion, yeah. with gators that
and a hurricane
that adhere to Tremor's rules.
the hurricane
was terrifying.
Yo, can I get in?
Yep.
Yeah, that's I don't know, man. I do know, actually. Okay, jump scares. You don't like jump scares? I don't have anything
there
wrong.
There was really only, that I can recall, there was really only one, and that was the tree coming through.
The tree
window.
Coming in primed you, and then that shit got me really good, and it if you're going to do jump scares, I like how Ali mentioned earlier this nature. It's a creature feature. It's kind of nice to see jump scares with you know what does jump scares? A fucking alligator.
We haven't seen a movie like this in a while, and I guess I do appreciate that. But
it's not fucking Jaws or something.
I always say that I like my horror a little bit steeped in reality, like stuff that could actually happen. And I mean, like, as far fetched as this is, like this still could happen. Like cities have flooded. It's not uncommon for gators to just walk the fucking streets in Florida.
And there's a nest, right? I like the nest with the eggs. That was like. Fucking, it was like a sci-fi movie, but it's like, hey, there's alligators on this planet.
How aggressive
planet of the gators?
Hold up a minute.
Wait a minute.
How aggressive are gators, like, in actual real life?
I don't think they like to fuck around, dog.
They kind
of
don't.
Is that one of those things where, like, they're more scared of you than you are of them kind of
really,
deal?
It
fuck
really
you.
Depends. I've seen a cat steal
no, honestly, I really don't think it is either.
Yeah,
but also, when we went to go see the gators in Florida, they were like... Yeah, you really don't want to get near
American alligators are often less aggressive towards humans than larger crocodile species, a few of which, mainly the Nile and saltwater crocodiles, may prey on humans with some regularity. Even with medical treatment, an American alligator bite may still result in a fatal infection.
Okay.
Yeah, because they eat meat.
Yeah.
Because from what I understand, an alligator's, like, their bite pressure isn't that high.
It's when they
do that fucking twisty thing is when they'll really
sweet gator roll.
They'll really fuck you up.
It makes you dizzy and
they'll rip off your limbs. Oh, yeah. Have you seen that video? There's two gators in like an enclosure, and one gator gets a little too close to another one, snaps onto his arm and just goes whoop whoop and it's off. Just gone.
That shit's crazy. It's like a meat thresher.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, I fucking love gators. But everybody that got eaten was fucking rad. Like, homeboy's like, oh, I think there's somebody over there. Gator comes up, eats his tweaker bride. And then, like, at the same time...
I like that she's getting eaten and he's just like, what? What's going on? What?
Yeah, but then like the timing was perfect because as soon as he turns around and he sees her getting eaten, he gets eaten. Like boom, boom. Like the fucking timing on this was perfect.
And then the idea that they get out of the house and he hears the alarm for the levees breaking and he's like, dude, you're gonna have to fucking swim. I don't know. You're just gonna have to fucking swim instead of fucking.
It's moronic.
Instead of,
dude, all of the swimming
instead stuff. Instead of climbing up on the fucking roof,
they hunt by splashing. Go swim over there. Yeah.
Well, and after that too, it was like, oh, they hunt by splashing, so no splash, no hunt. So they're just gonna like it's all of a sudden they're gonna do that, you know? There's and then no all of a sudden they're gonna do the opposite, which is swim. And then all of a sudden, yeah, that's what I mean.
It's, dude, it felt like that part of Resident Evil 4 where you're on the lake and you're fighting the thing and if it hits your boat you fall out and you gotta swim to your boat.
You're throwing the fucking
like
harpoon thing, yeah.
Yep. That's exactly what it felt like. A lot of this felt like a video game and like I really dug it.
The direction, like to me, how it moved around the spaces it was in, I thought was what did this guy do? The
tight spaces, dude. Like, come on, claustrophobia, fear of water, fear of open water, fear of drowning, fear of alligators. We're talking about arachnophobia last week. They had fucking spiders that dropped on her face in this, dude. I put my elbow
straight up. The hurricane was the scariest. The fucking tree crashing through the wall. Ah. The fucking car. Boat going through.
This guy did
the
Hills Have Eyes remake.
Piranha 3D, high tension.
I thought this felt like Maniac. Maniac was good. High Tension sucks, but I mean the direction was good. The movie
He did the 2003 version.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay,
it still sucks.
Okay, so I mean, like again, like the sequence of events pisses me off in this. Sure,
is there more than one High Tension?
No,
is there a remake of it?
No.
Then I'm incorrect.
No, it's terrible.
What did you say?
I was just saying the sequence of events pisses me off in this, but the way he moves around the areas, you know, like the way the film moves and it's edited, I think is pretty damn effective.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think a lot of the technical aspects of the film are way, way better than what's there on paper, I guess.
And I like the lead actress because she's not super gorgeous. She's not glamorized. She's very down to earth. She's wearing flip-flops.
She had big kitty cat eyes.
Yeah, I'm not saying she wasn't pretty. It's just they didn't doll her up.
She wasn't like traditional Hollywood pretty.
Yeah. You know what I did like especially about her too? That like her really low pitched scream. Yeah.
Yeah, that is different for sure.
You know, yeah, like Rhett said, a lot of the stuff in this movie is controlled. Like I thought the dad was a terrible actor.
Yeah.
I didn't like him at all.
Very pepper.
I didn't really care about their relationship dynamic either. Mm-hmm. And like
I was so jealous. I was that like, stuff I've was never very had forced. A dad that I right. loved like oh. that. Like I was so jealous.
Yeah,
and
first
sad,
world like. Problems. Like she had, yeah, yeah. Her,
I mean,
like,
the story.
You still talk to your dad? Nice.
The story
was working out for you.
The story between them, it almost felt like they were like, okay, we need people to be like in the water with gators, but not get eaten right away. What can we do? And it's like, oh, we can make her a swimmer and a swim coach. You know, like none of it.
They could have called the movie Swim.
The other, anything.
It could have been a fucking piano teacher.
The other
they
hilarious,
would have called it Gator Bait.
The other hilarious thing is that like she's like a swimmer, but not a very good one.
Yeah. Oh, dude. And everything, like, it all tied up where she's like, I lost by 0.02 of a second. And the dad's like, oh, you got that. It's just because you don't believe in yourself. And of course, later she believes in herself and she outraces the gator.
Come on, sweetie.
Yeah. Time to swim. Even though it's like hurricane winds and there's fucking gators.
And flashbacks to the pool when she's a kid.
Gosh,
that,
right
at that point, I'm like, oh.
Wait, wasn't the dad having. Oh, wait. Who was having those flashbacks?
They were, he was,
right?
I think maybe both of them.
We
I don't
were.
Know.
Yeah.
I was having flashbacks to better movies.
They do some manipulative shit with that dog, too. I kept thinking, in that hallway, dude. I thought that dog
know,
was
going
to fucking...
Scared. I was
going to kill the dog right now.
I was like, how are they going to let that dog get ate?
And then but old boy's arm gets...
Dude, but that was perfect, because as soon as the dog was safe, I'm like, oh, cool, it's going to get the dad. But like, yeah, but he... Okay, so like you said, none of the injuries
none
really
the
have
injuries
any
injuries matter.
He's got
just
his
tying
bone,
stuff around their shit. Well,
yeah, he's
good.
Got a bone sticking out of his leg. His arm
he's
gets
walking
eaten
around. Nobody, he's going upstairs... In a better condition than most fucking people.
When before
dude, if
he
tie
was...
a knot around the injury, you're good.
Yeah, with a wrench.
I don't
yeah,
even
yeah,
know yeah. that he tied the knot. He couldn't even crawl before, and then suddenly it's
well,
like,
well, he like reset
he's got
the bone
half
and
a leg
that,
and one
right?
arm, and yeah. he's
and her dude, her actual muscle was showing through on those fucking wounds, girl.
Oh, and she's still swimming faster than
you have adrenaline dumped more than once in this encounter, you're done. Yeah. You're fucking done. You're in pain.
She keeps getting those EpiPens. Yeah. That's what it is. You know, and I'm like kind of surprised that she was able to swim as well as she did once the gator like latched onto her leg.
Latched onto her anything.
But I mean, she's tougher than a gator. She's a fucking apex predator,
the
dog.
The movie is about the apex predator swimmer chick. It's and about her.
Fucking.
I'm an apex predator.
It's not about all the other people that got killed by the fucking alligators. It's about the one who didn't. Because she's fucking.
She's an apex predator.
Apex predator all day.
All she
day,
said,
dude.
She said that in the book.
She literally said that.
That wasn't very good.
That was that was great. Okay. That's a tagline.
She didn't
tag
believe it enough.
He said, what do you, anytime it's like, you got this. It's like, what do you mean you got this? It's a fucking hurricane, dude, with alligators.
When he sent her to swim, you and he's
careful,
like,
you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He tells her, you got this. I expected him to be like, fuck, she's going to get eaten. You know, like, I expected something like that. Like, oh, damn. I don't believe in her. Like,
I sort of thought that he secretly hated her.
Yeah,
and
right?
And kept, like, putting her into shitty situations.
It's like, why don't you like, swim? Why'd you like, quit coming to my meets? Because I hate you.
Look.
Your sister's so much better.
Go through the basement. Take a left at the stairs. He can't see you. Trust me. At Gator can't see you. What the fuck? And then swim, baby. Swim.
Yep.
The fuck?
What did you think of the first gator appearance? The one that popped out of the stairway?
I wasn't expecting it. It got me.
Got him. It got me too. That one didn't get you, George? I know it's goofy, but did it get it?
He
get
didn't
you?
See it because his eyes were so far rolled back in his head.
I saw it.
His central nervous system already shut down. It's like, I don't respond to shit for this.
He just started
now.
Malfunctioning. He's sitting in the theater going,
That's not confused.
Start sounding like a Nine Inch Nails song.
Yeah, man, that's pretty accurate.
I will say I was very disappointed in the ending.
Oh, me like, too. Well, I like
very. Wait, did you stay till after the credits?
Oh no. Oh,
I don't know if there was
a stinger.
I don't know if there was.
Not.
We left. We were like, I don't think there will be anything,
dude.
Like,
it's the sequel, dude. It's Hurricane 2.
There's more alligators.
There's more alligators.
See, what I'm worried about is that what I wanted to happen happened after the credits. Because, like, they're standing up on the roof. It's, like, her dad, and the dog, and everybody's happy. There's a helicopter. She's waving a flare. And she turns and looks at her dad and, like, smiles. I was expecting the gator to come up from the water because it was, like, basically roof level and just drag the dad.
That would have been a good horror.
I was expecting the fucking gator to grip onto the
helicopter.
The helicopter
just
thing.
Jump out of the water.
Jump out of the water. Get the basket. God, that would have been.
If he would have
like
got the basket.
Fast and Furious fucking alligator movie.
If he would have got the basket
there,
and tore the fucking chopper down into the water, I would have been so on board. They're just like, well, we're fucked.
Not this time, fuck.
You know what, though? Since you're mentioning how like over the top it could have gone and how it kind of was, it makes me think it is a missed opportunity because you could really ground this. Like, you could do this really like a survival film, like a hardcore one, like really, really, you know what I'm saying? Like,
serious. Yeah.
You could make this
27 hours.
Yeah, you could have made this like really serious and really fucking.
Dude, if she would have been with her dad, got in a car accident where they both kind of blacked out and then woke up and everything was flooded around them and there's gators circling around. Like,
this
that
movie did
tight.
Seem to kind of like lose the tension at some point and never got it back.
It felt so fucking long.
Well,
because
it kept
hour
as soon
in,
as
I'm
they
looking at my
swimming,
phone, I'm
swim
like,
to
the
boat. It's like, yeah, I'm good here.
I'm all set.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you notice like when the picture of her dad on her phone, he's like holding a baby gator. And I'm like, oh, okay, she's a good swimmer, her dad knows about gators,
her school mascot is a gator.
Well, just the distinction
when
you're watching,
I didn't even
it,
think about that
when you're watching, isn't it kind of like, I know there's a hurricane, so that's the idea there, but get to the second level of the house, get to the roof, you know, but they're like, let's get to the car. Why?
Yeah. And then
there's it's like, this boat is the only way out
of
here.
No, dude,
why
they go out of the house, they're fucking surprised that there's water everywhere. Right. She goes, oh, fuck. I guess that plan is fucked. And it's like, what?
Yeah.
The fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, that was a little, I mean, not knowing that the water level would be that high after what they said about the hurricane is pretty fucking stupid. That's true.
It's Big Hero.
But the idea
stupid.
Of the boat thing, like, everyone who came on the boat is dead. Let's get in the boat. No. Let's do something
Dude.
Different. Get on the fucking second level of the house, and that's where they ended up. It was
when
on the
they,
second level of the fucking house.
Oh, yeah. When they were outside looking for the car, and they're like, well, what do we do now? I turned to Ollie, and I'm like, go upstairs?
Yeah, go like, quickly upstairs.
Go above the water instead as high
of,
as you can.
Instead of what was the plan? You were going to surf the levee water anyways?
Dude, when right. they were in the
fuck?
When they were in that boat and the levee broke and the water was
right
just
back
like,
into the fucking house?
Get back in the house, bitch. Yeah.
Dude, oh my motherfucker, God. When yeah. the, immediately. When the levee alarm went off, I go, oh shit, it's the purge.
Yeah.
And I was dude, like, thank God.
The gators have guns now.
Have purge, alligators, and a hurricane at the same time.
All at the same time. Rescue this movie.
Yo, Blumhouse, yeah. get on it. Give the gators guns.
That would have been cool, though. This guy's in helicopters with sniper
the
rifles.
The dad just
everything.
Actually kills her.
Right to gator arms. Yep. I thought the dad was going to sacrifice her at some point. Like, just because, you know, he's disappointed in her because she lost the race.
The other thing with the hurricane, too, especially once the water level was rising, is the shrapnel, all the debris in the water is what you'd really have to fucking worry about yep. at that point. Yeah, you get stabbed and hit and knocked the fuck out by stuff. I mean, the alligator, one of the alligators gets hit by something and carried off by it, you know, which is convenient. But did you guys ever see that movie The Impossible?
No.
No.
It's a disaster movie, but it made me think of that film because it's like the film that's like best represented all the fucking debris in the water and what can happen. It's a good movie. It's on Netflix.
Just anyway. Get a fucking 2x4 in the leg.
Yeah, because they really kind of, they didn't show, you could get any number of things. Like, they showed one piece of, like, I think it looked like furniture or something crashing back into the house.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, man. When they get back into the house, I go, fuck. They fucked it. They fucked it even
probably
worse.
Probably it would have been better and a more complete experience with that, but I was kind of grateful that they didn't have, because that shit gives me crazy anxiety. Like,
what?
Hit stubbing, like, underwater injuries.
Oh, like getting bashed
getting
by shit
by
underwater.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
That, well, yeah,
every
that movie
time
has...
we go to, you know, Sunset Cliffs.
Yep.
Every fucking time.
Like, I'm going to get hit by something.
I always end up with a scratch somewhere. I'm like peeing in the ocean or something, and a wave knocks me over. Yeah. Oh, my ass is scratched.
It's funny because I always call her my little hurricane because she just destroys everything in her path.
Oh, yeah.
Her own body.
He says furniture. I walk around like I expect furniture to move out of my way.
She does.
Little hurricane.
She is. She's my little hurricane, fucking up everything in her path.
That fucking hurricane tattoo. I can't.
I didn't even see.
I didn't see that either.
If I would have saw it, I probably would have been like, oh, that's a little cute.
It was a little fucking cute, dude. And I instantly knew what I was getting into.
Yeah, I don't know. You can bash on this shit. Like, we could bash on this all we want. But
do you think
I
it was? Do you
like
think it's
it.
Called crawl because alligators crawl?
I thought about that. Alligators
or
crawling
because
in their belly.
She had to crawl,
but then she crawled, and I'm like, okay,
I think they forced her to crawl. Well,
they should have called this movie "Desperately Swim."
Yeah, or you got this.
Just keep swimming.
Apex predator
all day. Wow.
Put that shit on a t-shirt. It won't sell.
I'm pretty sure that's on a fucking t-shirt in the Midwest.
It has to be.
It has to be. Wait, no, you know what? Apex? No.
They don't know what that means.
They're not doing that.
Number one predator all day.
Or Roll I got tide. This all day.
I got this all day.
That's definitely. All day. Yeah, that's it.
PMA all day, brother.
What was PMA?
Positive mental attitude, dude.
You got it or what, dude?
No, I don't. I didn't know. I've never heard of that.
Get on it.
That abbreviation.
Positive anxiety outlook. That's me.
Yeah. Permanent anxiety.
Yeah, dude.
Generalized anxiety disorder. That's me.
Dude, the other day when for Brian Osmond's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
I like pre-warned him. I was like, dude, Matt's not going to this thing, and I highly doubt Rhett's coming out tonight because that's just
because that's how Rhett
that's
is.
How he rolls.
Oh, come on!
And I go,
Doug, you should, instead of shaving your head, you should let it grow and have that white show because you're a frosted fucking flake, dog.
Wow, that was a pretty well put together joke. Damn,
there's like you thought about that.
You got fucked.
I didn't even think that just came out.
But I told him, I was like, look, I'm a little quiet tonight. It's because I don't know anybody, and my anxiety is through the fucking roof right now. So, but fuck this movie.
Nah.
This movie was hella dumb, but...
Do not recommend this to anyone. Sorry.
It's a...
But
Like, for a movie there where it's about alligators ripping people up, it does that. It does it and you know, I like it didn't skimp on the gore here and there, man.
No, dude, the gore was really good.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad. I think every time they showed gore, Ollie kind of cringed a little bit.
I didn't, like, you know what? This helped that
bone setting scene I did too.
The trailer was much worse than the film to me. Like the trailer made it look like it was gonna be completely fucking, you know. Like, well, there's that scene when she goes in the shower and she's like, come on, you son of a bitch. It's like, and what, motherfucker?
Dude, she fucking, like, she parkoured over that wall and, like, locked the fucking gator in the tub. And I'm like, that gator's tail would break that door in an instant.
Yeah, And so,
like, there were some scenes in the hurricane where it's like, why is that mailbox still standing? Like, why are these palm trees about to be uprooted, but the mailbox is just like, no, it's cool, dude.
The gator's powers change throughout the fucking movie.
Like, its power levels are not consistent.
Like, they should have had like a fucking little, like, oh, the hurricane made like a chemical spill, you know, superpowers.
You know what?
Well, so you
Ninja Turtle alligators.
Did you
Deep Blue Sea?
Well, I don't know if you guys saw it.
If the Ninja Turtles would have come out and fought those gators, I would have been so dead.
I don't know if you guys saw
maybe
it, but they were.
Maybe
I think,
that's the stingers. The fucking ooze came out and we get
on the eggs.
Yep. I think what they were doing is kind of trying to show that, like, these weren't normal gators, because there was like a gator. There was like a gator farm sign on the way. So I was like, oh, dude, these aren't normal alligators. These are super gators. But, like,
super duper.
Some of the gators could bust through a fucking wall, no big deal, but then the one can't break a shower wall? The fuck?
It's different. He's different one of the structure, dude.
Yeah,
different.
He's one of the baby gators, dude.
Maybe
and
he just
that's
got
safety
confused.
Glass.
Like, a hella confused. Like, what is going on in here? You know, like,
this?
When you get caught by a wave and rolled a little
room?
Bit? Like, what's up?
I
what's
think
down?
It was. I think it was tripping balls. Like, it was, like, spatial. Like, what? I'm boxed in?
This bitch just parkoured over
me.
Oh,
my God. Yeah. Gator with a box. I forgot about the gator with a box on its head. Put boxes on all the alligators.
Oh, yeah.
The
box. That was good.
It was so cute.
Those little wire cage boxes? Yeah, that was good.
God. No, dude.
I laughed and I wanted to make that one of our Cards Against Humanity cards.
What, gator in a box?
Gator
in
a box. A box on its head.
A box-shaped gator. Gator-shaped box. It's good stuff. I highly recommend this movie.
Oh,
I mean, like,
highly?
Yeah, I do. I mean, like, don't go into it thinking, like, oh, this is going to win an Oscar or anything. But if you're like, hey, it's gators fucking eating
this
people.
Is this is Razzie territory.
It's
dude.
Not gonna make it.
No,
to
it's not.
It's not gonna make it to anybody's the performance. Top list.
Like, the lead performance is too good for that. The direction is too good for that.
It's that's what I mean. It's too good for this, and it's like,
hey, Freddy Got Fingered got Razzies, and that movie's brilliant.
That movie's aged fucking great, dude.
It so has. We watched that shit.
Agree.
We watched it in Spain while we were out there. We're like, this is so perfect. Oh, and Rip Torn died.
He sure did.
Pour one out. He would have been proud.
Proud
of what?
Proud. Proud.
Make you proud.
Stupid.
That movie's so good.
Yeah, that movie has aged well. The first time you see Tom Green in that thing, you're like, Jesus Lord.
The fucking X-ray
no,
cat.
Because he was way, like, I don't want to say way ahead, but
yes,
that's
I can.
Before,
yes, I can.
That's before all the meme, internet, crazy, fucking ridiculous humor, you know, because it wasn't out. It's like, well, here it is right before. There's like a dude doing
people
the most
were ready.
Ridiculous
Yeah, he was right.
Shit.
He might be the reason that the internet is.
He
the
was
way
a little
is,
too
right?
early for
like
the YouTube age. He would have done. He would have done
tension right there.
Tom Green would have done fantastic in early YouTube.
He would have done better.
That's what
than
exactly. You know what? Great point. That's he was like the lead in to those fucking YouTube things for sure. Like Filthy Frank.
Like Shrimp on a Treadmill. Y'all ever see Shrimp on a Treadmill?
No. It's a what the fuck is Shrimp on a Treadmill?
It's early internet, early YouTube, man. Anywho, I can't recommend this movie. If you've got a...
Would you recommend Freddy Got Fingered, though?
If you've got an AMC Stubbs card and you've got a movie to burn, I guess go watch it, but don't waste your money on it.
If you haven't seen Freddy Got Fingered, get on it.
Watch Freddy Got Fingered
instead.
If you have a film credit to burn, like if you have the A-list thing, go watch this movie and jump a couple times at the alligators and laugh at the dumb shit. And
Alligator in a box.
If you're paying full price to see this movie, no.
Yeah, go to a fucking matinee and pay $6, you fucking retard.
Doesn't AMC do Tuesdays all you Tuesdays? Fucking whore.
Yeah, AMC is like $5 every Tuesday. Like, this is a total $5 movie. You know what?
It's not
this
even available movie, in premium format.
It is the perfect $5 Tuesday.
If this movie is showing at a drive-in near you, that would be legit.
That would be great.
Yeah.
With the sound and the car and everything. I wonder if this is in South
Bay. Yeah, if it is at a drive-in, like, start getting your hand job at about
hotbox that car
and watch that fucking
you know movie. When she first gets to the house, that's when you start your hand job and nut right as that fucking alligator pops out.
Yeah. Oh man, that'd be great if you could time it. It's like scare her twice.
Glee. Oh, Matt Smith.
Yeah, buddy.
What's the links?
You can find us on social media places, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitch are at Who Goes Their Podcast. Letterboxd and Twitter are at Who Goes Their Pod. We're trying to do more streaming and more stuff like that. You can also go to patreon.com/Who Goes Their Podcast to help us continue doing this show and get all kinds of cool exclusive bonus stuff. And you can also go to store at whogoesourpodcast.storeenvy.com if you want to buy a shirt or something, and we'll be able to make our own shirts soon.
Is that
we hope?
Is it?
We hope.
We're at a month out now, dude.
Oh, six weeks, I think.
I'm losing steam.
Sam is just start being a dick, dude.
Being a dick.
We'll see.
We can't go past 90 days because if it's a PayPal thing, we got to make sure that we can get our money back, or Sam gets his money back. Anywho, that's episode 221 for the Who Goes There podcast. We'll see you next week when we talk about what?
Are we going to do Stranger Things next week?
I don't think so. Do we have anything on the calendar?
If we don't, then it's Stranger Things.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
It might be Stranger Things.
Or it might be a surprise.
It's probably going to be a surprise, because I don't know that I'm going to watch 10 hours of Stranger Things this week.
I want to finish it.
Don't really have
just watch three episodes and act like you watched the entire 13.
Do I look like George?
Got him. Got him.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Jeez.
What?
That was good. I triangulated something against someone else.
Instead of it coming back to me.
That's fucking good.
It's like, I'm just going to coast. I'll pretend I saw
it. I've only done that twice.
At least twice.
It was with Headless and then some other garbage movie that we...
It was your professional duty to watch the entire...
duty.
Yeah.
It was Headless and some other piece of shit movie that you made me watch.
That's right. Yeah, it's good.
Bye, stuff. Dummies.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be all right, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.